This one is for my entrepreneur friends, my child-free women that are struggling entrepreneurs. This episode's for you. Actually, it's for anybody. It's a lesson in simple and a lesson in distraction. That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life. Believe it or not, there is a such thing called shiny object syndrome. And what that is, it is a form of distraction, a form of procrastination. So you are a struggling entrepreneur, a entrepreneur in the beginning part of your journey, or even any part of your journey. And this happens when something just is so shiny and just pulls you away from the path you are on. For example, buying a program, buying a course, buying that software. When you see the sales pages and you see the promotions and it's just shining bright like a diamond, cue Rihanna, and you purchase it or you want to purchase it, then you are taken away from your path. You are taken away from the task at hand. So shiny object syndrome is taking you away from the path and taking you into procrastination. And you do not need all the things. I speak from experience that as I'm recording this, I have recently taken inventory of all the things that I've purchased and all the things that I've purchased and not used, and all the courses I have purchased and not finished. So my pieces of advice for you, if you are a struggling entrepreneur or in life in general, that number one, recognize distractions and recognize procrastination. Recognize that if you are on a path and on a road and something shiny is distracting you, that's also procrastination. So kind of put blinders on and stay on your path. You do not need all the things. You don't need email marketing. You don't need that course. You don't need that software. That brings me to my second tip, or my second lesson, is simple. When you're starting off as a new entrepreneur, or even halfway through, you know, even any part of your journey, I have recently learned in the past 4 years that simple actually works. Simple is actually better. So look for simple. And when you're looking for simple, also look at prices. That's a whole different topic, but you don't need the expensive all-in-one. You don't need the very expensive all-in-one. Get what you need for where you are right now. And I think that also can go into life. Stick with what you need right now. Make sure you're recognizing the distractions and what's taking you away from the path you're on. And your journey will be smoother and you will learn more lessons. I think with simplicity comes a lot of lessons, and those are valuable in life and in business. That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. I would love for you to go and check out the show notes where you can find all the important links and information about this episode. Share this episode with your child-free BFF. And as always, head on over to Instagram, where we hang out after the show, at Not a Mama. feel free to go ahead and rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast app. That helps this podcast reach more child-free women throughout the world. Until next time, live your Not a Mama life.